Previously on the Cowboys Promise.
I dated someone in Denver. Things were getting serious, and I thought marriage was the next step. Until I brought up kids. So we broke up. Peter started dating a receptionist at the company not long after we split. Figured I'd dodged a bullet. But then they got married, and she got pregnant.
That had to have hit a nerve.
I'm not gonna lie. It did.
Erica told me that your kindness and sensitivity are the first thing she noticed about you.
I'm a hell of a guy.
Just like your father.
I'm not like him.
He's your father. The good, bad, and handsome.
He got out and went around to open Erica's door, then offered his hand to help her out. It was the least he could do for the ride so far.
See, not so bad when I drive, huh? Everything okay?
Yes. No.
What?
I haven't been practicing my breathing. And tonight I guess Carla really got through to me how important it will be.
So, we'll practice. In fact, why not now while the class is still fresh in our minds?
Really? Are you sure? I know you get up early.
I can see that you're stressed about this. The best way to deal with it is to practice. What do you say?
Okay.
The tears started again, and she was exasperated with herself. She couldn't believe that, after crying most of the night, there could still be any left. She slid off the bed she'd made before the sun came up. She took one more look in the mirror and winced at her reflection. The red, puffy eyes. Probably there wasn't enough concealer in the world to hide the evidence of her broken heart. But she applied it anyway. Maybe no one would notice.
You look terrible.
Thank you.
There's a plate for you in the oven.
I'm not hungry.
You have to eat something, sweetie. Think about the baby.
Someone is grumpy this morning.
I had cravings when I was pregnant with you. I wanted avocados and fresh melon.
Nothing sounds good.
How was class last night?
It was good. Lots of information.
I'm surprised the guy hasn't backed out of this labor coach thing yet. Is something wrong?
I don't want to talk about it.
What happened? Did he come on to you?
He's such a good man, and someday you're going to realize that. I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Okay, then. That's my cue. You're crabby.
Have a good day, Gabe. Your brother is right. You are in a mood. What's going on?
I'm pregnant, Mama.
I remember it well.
I know you understand, but you're a mother. I'm afraid Daddy will never be able to forgive me for doing the motherhood thing the way I have.
Don't sell your father short.
I've heard him criticize technology, newfangled contraptions. If it wasn't for science and a little bit of a miracle, I wouldn't be having a baby.
Come with me. There's something you need to see.
Where are we going?
To the barn.
Why?
Because one picture is worth 1,000 words.
Erica kept pace with her mother, past the hay-filled stalls and to the tack room, in a far corner of the structure where her father was working. He was down on one knee and his back was to them as he dragged a paintbrush across something. The smell of wood sealer was faint in the air.
George, I think it's time you show Erica what you're doing.
Angela, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh my gosh, you made a cradle.
Yeah, are you all right? Is there something wrong with the baby?
I'm fine, so is the baby. I can't believe you made this. It's completely wonderful.
She recognized the grain of the wood as what she'd picked up for him the day she'd run into Morgan at the building supply store. She burst into tears and covered her face with her hands. A moment later, she felt strong arms come around her.
Don't cry, honey. Your mama told me about how the baby came to be.
I guess I knew she couldn't keep a secret from you.
Nope, but I don't keep things from her. It's just the way we are.
Please, try to understand why I had to have a baby this way, Daddy.
You're my daughter, my flesh and blood. And your child is, too. I love you. Nothing can change that. Don't you ever doubt that for a second.
I won't. And thank you. For the cradle, too. I love it. And I love you.
Morgan kept calling herself, but she let it go to voicemail. She didn't think there was anything left to say.
How did you think Gramps was today?
Seemed about the same to me. Why?
It just seemed like there was a spark of something in his eyes. And when I put his hand on my belly and the baby moved, I think he might have smiled.
That's just wishful thinking, Erica.
I know.
I've been meaning to ask you. Have you heard anything from your attorney about the Barron Enterprises lawsuit?
She called the other day to let me know she'd heard from their legal department. They received the paperwork and were reviewing it. She warned me again that the process could drag on indefinitely. So, I'm glad Jordan Taylor is going to give me a job. What?
He doesn't exactly have a reputation as a guy with a soft heart.
I've been gone for a lot of years, so I don't know much about him lately. But he's always been straight with me.
Okay. Then I hope he keeps his word and hires you.
I've already filled out the employee paperwork, and I have a tentative start date. I have to take this. Peter, why are you calling me?
How are you, Erica?
I'm fine. My attorney advised me not to speak to anyone from Barron.
Yeah, I'm just asking for a few minutes of your time.
Okay.
First of all, I want to apologize for my father. He's not used to employees pushing back, and he lost his temper. Look, firing you was a knee-jerk reaction.
Your father is a jackass. Feel free to tell him I said that.
He has his moments. The thing is, when someone's employment is terminated, there's a procedure, and legal is involved. He didn't consult with the company attorneys when he took action with you.
So, you're saying I have grounds for a lawsuit?
Well, Barron Enterprises is putting together a generous severance package for you.
A severance package?
Yes, I would consider it a favor if you would seriously contemplate accepting it.
And dropping the lawsuit would be a condition.
I won't deny that we'd like to avoid any negative publicity.
I'm sure you would.
It's not just that, Erica. I personally want to make sure you're taken care of.
Really? Funny how it took filling out a lawsuit to bring out your sensitive and caring side.
You're not going to make this easy, are you?
Is there some reason I should?
Erica, please.
Send the severance package to my attorney. You have her contact information.
Seriously, Erica, I'm sincerely sorry about everything. It would mean a lot to me if you'd accept my apology.
I accept your apology, Peter.
Thank you. And I'll contact your attorney as soon as we hang up.
Okay. Goodbye, Peter.
You did great, sis. Way to keep your cool. Class act.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Hormones.
She should have felt triumphant, as her brother obviously did. But in reality, she felt deflated. There was only one person she wanted to share the news with.
Is it? You've been in a mood ever since the last time you saw Morgan.
How do you know? Mom?
Something happened with him.
I don't want to discuss it.
I don't need a blow-by-blow. But there's something I do know.
What?
You care about him. And he cares about you. I could see it that first night you met him at DJ's Deluxe.
Really? But it wasn't...
Don't try to rationalize. It's a big brother thing.
Who are you and what have you done with my brother?
I deserve that. Shouldn't a person be allowed to change his mind?
Of course. I'm just wondering what changed yours.
I talked to Morgan after the baby shower. I'm a pretty good judge of people and I believed him. That he cares about you. And I trust your judgment. I love you, sis. And I just want you to be happy.
Okay.
Don't you dare cry. It drives guys crazy because we can't fix it. So just stop.
I love you too. And I'll try.
It's okay. Just talk to Morgan. Do as your big brother says, and everything will be all right.
Morgan glanced into the office in the big house where Neil Dalton was sitting at his desk, scrutinizing the ranch spreadsheets on his computer.
Dad, can I talk to you?
Have a seat.
I screwed up with Erica.
And you're here because out of everyone you know, I've had the most experience screwing up.
Look, I'm not here to bust you about that.
It was a joke. Sit down, son.
I invited her to my place. We kissed. Everything was fine. And then I felt the baby move. It was awesome, Dad. But it hit me. There's a real baby in there. It sounds so dumb, but it's the honest to God truth.
I get it. Believe me.
It wasn't just about the two of us. There's another life involved. And I needed to take that into consideration before moving forward, you know?
Yeah. So, what did you do then after you felt the baby?
Nothing. I froze.
I'm not seeing the problem, son.
Erica jumped to a conclusion. She walked out without giving me a chance to explain why I was hesitating.
Okay. I don't think this is a screw-up. More a misunderstanding. When it happened?
A couple days ago. I've tried calling her, but it goes straight to voicemail.
You have two choices, son. You can let her go.
No, that's not an option.
You're sure? You haven't known her very long.
I'm absolutely sure. Don't ask me why.
Never crossed my mind. With your mom, I knew pretty much from the moment I met her that she was the one. Holt proposed to Amanda pretty fast. It might take us Dalton men a while to find the right woman, but when we do, we move to seal the deal right away. But...
What?
That means that you'll be a father right away. You're right. It's not just you and her to consider.
I hear you, Dad. I can't let her go. So, how do I get her back?
You need to find a way to show her you're all in. For her and the baby. A big gesture. When you figure that out, you drive over there and show her you mean it.
Can you spare me for the rest of the day? I've got some stuff to do.
Of course. And Morgan?
Yeah?
Good luck.
Thanks, Dad. I just came to pick up Erica.
Did she know you were coming to get her?
We have class tonight, and I left messages that I'd be here. Would you please let her know?
I would be happy to, except she left already.
Where did she go?
I heard her tell my mom that she was going to her class. Doesn't she usually pick you up?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a miscommunication and she thought you were meeting her at the class.
Thanks, Gabe. Sorry to bother you.
No problem. And Morgan?
Yeah?
I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
Morgan drove the now familiar route to the Women's Health Center and realized this was the first time he'd come alone. For a desperate man in need of some hope, he took the empty space beside her SUV as a good sign. He exited his vehicle, then opened the rear passenger door of his truck, removed the brand new infant car seat, and headed for the building's lobby and the elevator. When he walked in, all conversation ceased, and everyone stared at him. He only had eyes for Erica.
Hi. I'd have been here sooner, but I stopped at your place to pick you up. Gabe said you'd already left.
Erica was surprised to see Morgan. She was not expecting to see him, but she was relieved and happy he was here. He smelled like aftershave and freshly cut wood. He looked at her with longing, and she felt her body relax.
I didn't think you wanted to do this with me anymore.
You thought wrong. We're gonna need one of these for the baby.
I don't know what to say.
Unlike me, it's idiot-proof. But, if you want something else, we can return it.
No, it's fantastic. But I don't understand. What does this mean? You keep saying we.
Erica, I have a million questions about how to be a good father. But zero doubts about you and me.
But I thought the other night...
Yes, I've waited too long already. I'm not bailing on you. Not walking away from you. Not now. Not ever. I want to be a father to this baby.
Really?
Yes. Really. I've had feelings for you since the first moment I saw you. I was falling for you before I even realized you were pregnant. Love at first sight. I love you, Erica. I love the baby you're carrying, and that makes it my baby too. I want to be your husband, and I very much want to be his or her father.
Morgan, I don't know what to say.
That's because I haven't asked you anything yet.
He took the velvet jeweler's box from the front pocket of his jeans. He opened it to reveal the ring he'd picked out at the jewelry store. Angelique, the jewelry designer, had assured him this was the one that would dazzle any woman. He needed the dazzle and a little razzle to convince Erica he was worth taking a chance on. So he went down on one knee and said,
"Will you make me the happiest man on the planet and marry me? Make a family with me. In case there's any question, the only correct answer is yes."
Oh, Morgan, I love you so much. Absolutely, yes.
Oh, thank you, God.
Morgan wrapped his strong arms around her and brought his lips onto hers. She inhaled his masculine scent and relaxed into his hold. He pressed one hand on the back of her head and the other on her lower back. She didn't want this moment to end, but she knew they had an audience.
He stood from one knee and pulled her into his arms. The baby kicked just then and took his breath away.
I believe our daughter approves.
Oh?
There are 5 boys in my family, 6 with Robbie. We're definitely having a girl.
You are a remarkable man, Morgan Dalton. And I am the luckiest woman in the world. I love you so much.
I love you more.
And he kissed her, trying to prove just how deeply he meant those words. When they finally came up for air, the expectant dads shook his hand and their wives were sniffling. All of them blamed hormones, but Carla was brushing tears off her cheeks too, and she wasn't pregnant. The fact of the matter was that everyone loved a happily ever after.
The first Saturday in November, Erica was in her childhood bedroom getting ready for her wedding. She and Morgan wanted to be married before the baby came. Her dress was ivory silk with a lace bodice and long sleeves. The skirt was empire and fell over her tummy and gracefully to the floor. A simple lace veil trailed down her back, secured by a comb in her hair.
This whole bridal thing really suits you.
When it's right, it's right. With Morgan, it was love at first sight.
You so deserve the best, and Morgan is that for you.
Oh, sweetie, you look so beautiful. Thank you, Mama.
The car just arrived to take us to the church. Your father and Gabe are already there waiting for us.
Mama, just real quick before we go.
What, sweetie?
I just wanted to thank you for making today happen. If I'm half as good as you are, I'll do right by this little one.
You're going to be a wonderful mother. I love you. Okay, ladies, let's get moving.
A short time later, the three of them arrived at the small white church with its graceful, elegant spire.
Hi, Daddy.
Baby girl, I'm not sure I can give you away.
You're not. You're just relieved of your duty.
Okay, believe it or not, so far everything has gone off without a hitch. You ready?
Absolutely.
You're up, bride and father of the bride. You look radiant, Erica. Go be happy.
Thank you for everything.
Her groom stood there with his father by his side. Morgan had asked him to be best man, and his mother had cried more than a few happy tears over that. Then she looked only at Morgan, and he was looking back at her as if she was the most beautiful woman in the world. He sure made her feel that way. He looked so sexy in his suit and tie, as his muscles rippled through the fabric. She couldn't be sure, but it almost looked like tears were welling up in his eyes. She couldn't believe he was hers.
Morgan knew Erica would look beautiful on their wedding day, but he was still taken off guard. Seeing her in her stunning, form-fitting dress, looking to the nines, for him, for their wedding. He found himself overwhelmed with emotion, but swallowed it down. Erica was going to be his wife. They eagerly said their vows and made forever promises that felt so very right.
After the ceremony and pictures, everyone came back to the Ambling A for the reception. Furniture had been moved out of the living and great rooms, and tables set up. There were white tablecloths and flowers and a cocktail hour before dinner. There was a dance area on the patio where they shared their first dance as husband and wife. Morgan held out his hand and she put hers in his palm, knowing somehow that this would never get old.
The bride requested a song, real oldie. It's a tradition at Abernathy weddings. Her great-grandfather, Joshua Abernathy, had it played at his wedding to Cora. Her grandfather did the same, as did her parents, George and Angela. So, without further ado, here we go.
Erica, that's it! The name I couldn't remember. The name Josiah said when he was talking about the prettiest little girl in the world. It was Daisy.
Call me crazy, but I don't think he was talking about a girlfriend.
What if that's his daughter's name? Her adoptive name?
And I bet Gramps had that song at his wedding as a way to keep his daughter a part of him and his family in any way he could.
This may be the piece of information we needed. I'll clue Amanda in.
Way to go, Gabe.
So that song is a family tradition?
It is, and I wanted all the Abernathy customs today. Because we didn't start out in the most traditional way.
That song worked in more ways than one. And you'd look sweet anywhere. But we need something more family-friendly than a bicycle built for two.
I like the way you think.
I like you.
Morgan leaned in, placed one hand on her cheek and another on her lower back. He dipped her back and kissed her deeply. She felt his warm tongue against hers, and then heard the crowd clapping. Morgan pulled her upright, and the two laughed.
I love the man you are. You have a heart as big as the Montana sky, Morgan Dalton. And you really stepped up. You'll be an incredible daddy.
It took a very special man to so completely embrace raising a child he didn't make. And her heart was full of emotion.
I had no choice. I made a promise to you. And then I fell in love. And this cowboy always keeps his promises.